PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hi, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm joined today by David Bergstein. He is a CPA and tax analyst for CCH Complete Tax. David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine today.
Good to hear. And David, with people now thinking about their 2008 income tax returns, what are some of the tax savings opportunities that they should really keep in mind?
There's a lot of tax savings opportunities out there. They should be aware of all the tax breaks and understand what they're eligible or not eligible to take advantage of.
And which are better, exemptions, deductions, credits, or exclusions?
Okay, everything typically depends on the individual's tax bracket, but I would say I'd like to go for exclusions first, which means if I get some money, it's not included in my income. And then the next best thing, if you can't exclude something from income, it's better to take advantage of a credit, because exemptions and deductions only give you a tax break based on your tax bracket, where credits are a dollar for dollar offset on your tax return. So credits are always better than the deductions.
And so what are some of the exemptions that we should keep in mind for 2008 tax returns?
Two worth noting, and there are many more to think about. The personal exemption, which is increased to $3,500 per person for 2008. That's an increase over the prior year. And the second, which goes back and forth every year, the AMT exemption increased for 2008 to $69,950 for joint filers and $46,200 for single filers, to try and exempt some people from the AMT, which is a good thing.
And how about deductions?
As far as deductions go, the standard deduction increased for 2008 to $10,900 for joint filers and to $5,450 for single filers. And what a number of taxpayers may not know is that there's a temporary property tax deduction added to the standard deduction, and this is just for 2008. This gives taxpayers who do not itemize a chance to have a limited deduction for their state and local real property taxes that they've been paying over the years. And this can increase their standard deduction by as much as $500 for single individuals or $1,000 for joint filers. And this is basically for those people who used to be able to itemize, they paid off their mortgages. So typically you're thinking of retired people. For the 2008, the standard mileage rate also is a bit tricky because it changed mid-year for business and medical travel. It actually started the year at 50.5 cents per mile, and then it went up for business to 58.5 cents per mile. And the same goes for medical and moving. It started at 19 cents per mile through June 30th, and then went up to 27 cents per mile after that. A final deduction worth noting is that the maximum IRA deduction also increased to $5,000 for 2008, with an added $1,000 catch-up contribution for those who are at least 50 years old. You have the ability, at least with the IRA deduction, to make that contribution up till April 15th, 2009.
And how about credits? What credits should taxpayers know about as they prepare their taxes?
Well, there are dozens of credits, but two of note are the recovery rebate credit, which really started last year for people who did not receive a full economic stimulus payment based on a 2007 income returns. They may be eligible for a recovery rebate credit for this year. An additional credit is the new and temporary credit for the first-time home buyer. This offers first-time home buyers a credit up to $7,500 if they purchase their home after April 9, 2008. This credit also will be available in 2009 to taxpayers purchasing their first home before July 2009. But don't be fooled by the fact that it says first-time home buyer credit, because even if you had a home in the past, you might be eligible for the first-time home buyer credit if you haven't lived in your home for over 3 years. Please take note of that.
And are there any other breaks that people should know about?
Disaster relief is one that many taxpayers may be eligible for, but may not be thinking about now because it relates to the spring and summer storms. This disaster relief is available to both people impacted by the Kansas storms last May and the broader Midwestern storms and flooding that took place from May through July. Affected taxpayers may be eligible for a variety of tax breaks, including special rules to allow for borrowing from IRAs and other qualified retirement accounts without getting a penalty.
And that's a lot to keep straight. But if you rely on tax software to do your taxes, do you really need to know all the details?
Absolutely. Tax software like CCH Complete Tax is a great tool in helping you easily and affordably prepare and file your taxes. It does a great job of helping you take advantage of the credits or deductions you may not know were available. But you do want to know about taxes so you can do effective tax planning throughout the year and find more ways to further reduce what you may owe. The free CCH Tax Guide on the CCH Complete Tax site can help you get started with this.
And how can listeners get more information on CCH Complete Tax?
Simply go to www.completetax.com. From there, they can learn more about CCH Complete Tax. They can start a tax return for free or tap into the other CCH Complete Tax resources like the Tax Guide or the Tax Tips newsletter.
All right, David. Well, I thank you very much for coming on the podcast today and giving some listeners some very useful tips for this season's tax returns. And I wish you the best of luck and hope to speak with you again very soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.